entering the gate. To enter the gate is to pass through a crisis. Just as a gateway has a gate which stands against your progress, so passing through that gate means getting through to something which you have never experienced before. No matter how thick is the gate, it does not take 5 minutes to pass through it. As soon as a person passes through, he is immediately in a different environment. There is a vast difference between what is the scene before he passes through the door and what it is afterwards. 5 minutes ago, he was in one particular world, but now he is in a different world. Formerly, the person was outside the gate. Currently, he is within it. For example, outside Jessfield Park can be seen dust and cars, but once a person enters the park gate, he instantaneously senses he is in a totally different realm. Hence, spiritually speaking, entering the gate signifies that within a very brief period of time, there comes a tremendous difference. In that very short duration, a Christian has passed through a crisis, and his spiritual condition takes instantly a different turn. A Christian has not only to go through a crisis, he has a way to walk along as well. The way is long and requires much time to walk along it. Does it take much time to enter the gate? Obviously, it can be passed through in swift order. Which then requires the longer time, to enter the gate or to walk in the way? Naturally, walking in the way requires more time. It becomes highly unbalanced if one enters the gate without taking any step along the way thereafter. After the Christian enters the gate, he must walk forward step by step. Walking in the way means to proceed gradually one step after another. To enter the gate needs only one step, but to walk in the way cannot be done in just one step. Upon entering the gate, therefore, the Christian immediately senses a distinctive change. He goes forward, perhaps 100 steps more, and then he may have to pass through another gate. Perhaps 1,000 steps farther, and still another crisis awaits him. A Christian must therefore be prepared to walk the way whenever he decides to enter a gate. Hence, to enter the gate means to go through a crisis, while to walk in the way means to make progress. Today there is much controversy among Christians on this matter. Some emphasize crisis, whereas others emphasize progress. Some consider entering the gate to be the supreme experience, while others assume they may proceed without any need of entering the gate. Both are unbalanced positions. We ought to know that on the one hand, we need to go through a crisis, and on the other hand, we need to proceed on the way. Entering the gate and walking in the way are two important principles in the Bible. They must be equally stressed. According to God's Word, in our spiritual course, entering the gate precedes walking in the way. First the crisis, then the progress. Yet this is the very opposite to most any earthly journey, where the latter usually calls for walking before entering. For instance, you must first walk along Hardoon Road before you enter the gate of Wen Tai Lane and arrive at the meeting place for worship. In the spiritual journey, however, this is not the case. It can instead be likened to a journey towards a palace or a royal mausoleum that has a tremendous wall around it. You need to enter the gate first, then advance along a lengthy pathway before you reach your destination. Since the Bible always puts the gate and the way together, we may see them at work in both faith and obedience, two key principles of the Christian life. Faith. Faith is a principle of our Christian walk. Faith is governed by two rules that are represented by a gate and a way. All who are familiar with spiritual experience know that faith is composed of believe and trust. There is a difference between the act of faith and the attitude of faith. To believe once and for all is what we call passing through a crisis, but to trust continuously afterwards is what we call making progress. Exercising a single-minded act of faith is entering the gate, but maintaining an attitude of faith thereafter is walking in the way. In order for a Christian to truly believe in God in a particular matter, he must with singleness of heart first exercise an act of faith by which he truly believes in God before he can ever walk the way of faith. In entering the gate of faith, he crosses a threshold of doubt, and thus with single-heartedness, he receives from God a promise. This is passing through the gate or going through a crisis. Please remember that believers must first enter through such a gate of faith, and then they may advance